Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Divine healing means directly from God. We're going into First Sunday. This is the first Sunday of December. And Angel is the, Hamiel is the guardian angel of December. I'm praying for your healing tonight. And there's so many spirit people around me tonight. They're just filling my head with different information. And I got to share some of the information with you. There are angels, there's archangels, there's angels protection, there's prayer angels, there are angels, sighting angels, angels to move evil, and Raphael is the healing angel, Mother Mary is the guardian angel, Metatron is the king angel, and we go to different levels with different problems we have. And we must understand tonight is Saturday night, divine healing night, but also it's the 3rd of December. And you need to ask what you want and God to do it for you. And as I give things for you to do tonight, every door closed should be opened up. And what the devil have taken from you, God going to restore. Tonight, I just want to share with you the divine will of God, and we're getting ready to go into 2023. And I want you to be ready when you get ready to go into the next level or next year. Lots of bodies being attacked, lots of mind being attacked. And Abaddon, the death angel, is killing so many people. But God is still in control. Let me say that again. God is still in control. One lady said she's so busy going to the mall, see what she can buy. I ask you very simply, come together. And we have to fight the racism that's going on in America. We got to fight the hate that we hate each other so bad. We were taught that in slavery. But somebody need a healing tonight. Somebody tonight need a breakthrough. Somebody tonight need to hear a word from the Almighty God. Ashe, ashe. Tonight is your night to receive that word. Tonight is the night for you to give your testimony. And Sunday, from 11 to 12, we're going to give testimony. Somebody, we're going into the last month of the year. Somebody ought to give God thanks. Somebody ought to can say, God been good to me. Jesus is the reason for the season. But God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Get ready to claim your healing. Get ready to claim the joy that God's going to give you and your family. Out of all the darkness, that's light. Out of all the situations, that's hope. I want you to get ready to receive your miracle tonight, Sister Willa. I want you to receive the power of what God, all the week, we've been talking about healing. We've been talking about spiritual awakeness. We're talking about love. We're talking about we're soldiers in the army of God. But some of you can't take time out to listen what God is saying to you through the word, through the prophet. I want to tell you tonight, only way you can worship God is in truth. And you got to wish him in truth to get what you need to get. Tonight, I want you to testify. You testify in the morning, too. Because we come on from 11 to 12 on Sunday. Sunday morning with the bishop, and I'm going to open up testimony and have everybody testify. Now, if God ain't did nothing for you, keep your mouth closed. If you hear because you think you hear, keep your mouth closed. But if you know that you know that you know that God brought you this for by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Whatever you do, you got to have faith. Let me write this down. The law of faith. The law of faith is believing in God. If you don't believe in God, you can't have no faith. You can't do nothing without faith. The law, put that down. The law of faith. The key will open up faith. And you need faith when you get up in the morning. You need faith when you go to work. You need faith. So it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to hear from God if you ain't walking in faith. When I tell you all is well, I'm telling you that in faith. Not because I'm telling you that. When I say you heal, talking about faith. And the words of divine healing come from God, not from man, not from a doctor, not from a hospital. I know people went to the hospital and they wasn't sick and they got sick when they got out. They wasn't sick when they went in. One boy was going to the hospital. He said, I believe I got the flu. He went to the hospital and sat there all day long. They ain't seen him yet. He called me and said, Bishop, I've been here all day and nobody seen me. But brother, you need to come up out of the hospital and go home and do what your grandmother taught your family to do, how to heal. Sometimes you got the knowledge to heal, but you so caught up in the political stuff, you so caught up in what the Joneses doing, you forgot your gift, the gift God put in your spirit, the gift that God gave you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, but whoever believes in him shall not perish. So the law of difference. Put down the key of difference. See what makes you different, because you're not like everybody. See, you're different. You didn't marry your wife or your husband because the husband looked like your daddy, girl looked like your mama. You married the woman or was with the woman because they were different. And you always want to be with somebody that's different, make a difference. That make a difference will help you. 14th chapter of St. John, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. So what that means, God got a place for you. But if you ain't got the key, you can't get in. Let me say that again. If you don't have the key, you can't get in. God got a place prepared for you and me. But if we don't have the key, I want to tell you, Sister Carolyn, you can't get in. Sherry, I want to tell you, you got to have the key. And the key is faith that unlocks that door. And once you understand that, Pearl, you will do much better. But don't worry about what they say about you. Don't worry about them cursing at you. Because whatever go out, got to come in. What goes around, comes around. They will need you for you need them. Y'all know what I'm saying? If you stay in the will, the night of the Almighty God, in 2023, you can have nothing but success. Let me say it again. Nothing but success, healing and deliverance, and a breakthrough. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones in the tornado in Mississippi, tore plenty of land down in Arkansas and down in Louisiana, down around Sweetport, and down around Baton Rouge, Jackson, Mississippi, Vicksburg, some parts down to Yazoo City, all down through there, some part of Arkansas. But God is still in control. I want you to know, when you want to think to be rich, you got to be around somebody that wants the same thing. You can't be around somebody that don't want nothing. See, you can't be different. Got to be the same. If I'm with you and you desire a house and I desire a house, we're on the same team. If you don't want some of your shacking right now and you don't know what that means y'all just together. You get together by the Spirit of God. Now, if you have not, because you ask not, when you ask God for divine healing, Mary, he's going to give you that right away. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I know your friend passed on. And she will. And I want to let you know, God is able to take that stain out of your heart, that pain, that worry, that sickness. God is able to give you the power to overcome all of that. Now I'm going to give you about 3-4 scriptures to read. But as I go up the line tonight, I want everybody, Mary, to read Psalms 119, Psalms 91, Psalms 27, and Psalms 37. Now, write that down, Pearl. Because, you know, you asked me, Bishop, what's the number? I done talked to so many people, I done forgot the number I done gave them. because it was given by the Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit gives to you, then when they give to you, they lock it back up in that heart. Love, bring it out. Joy, bring it out. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Some people don't understand that. By you not participating in God's program, and the wages of not is death. You have not because you ask not. God wants you to do. Let me say it again. What do God want you to do, young man, young woman? He don't want you to stay in poverty. He don't want you to be sick. He wants you to make a joyful noise unto him and be happy. The devil comes to kill and destroy and maim and lame. Don't get in the blaming game. Leave it alone. If it's really from God, it'll be there. If it don't. And so many scams going on. Watch when you out shopping. Watch. When you don't supposed to be shopping, supposed to be boycott Christmas, boycott these stores because they got Black Friday. They're going out. I gave Black Sunday. I might do Black Sunday tonight. Praying for you, probably that was under the rim cold. Thank you for the call. Those people in Detroit, I'm praying for. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven can hear. I want you to let go and let God. I want you to really zoom in on what God is telling you. I told you there's a healing in the house. That's joy in the house. But you got to let it flow where it can come to you because it's in the house and it'll work for you. God got it. God will open up that door for you and it'll work quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop in a hurry. And once God opens up in a hurry for you, it ain't nothing you can't do but what God's going to open up for you. And what God gives to you, it's just what God wants you to do. What God asking you to do, you do it quick, fast, and in early. Don't let nobody tell you that God ain't got something special for you. He's really got something special for you. Go on to YouTube, and we're going to look on YouTube, and we're going to get stuff off of YouTube. And when you Google YouTube, things are happening. So get ready for things to happen in YouTube. Okay. And when we go there, we're going to YouTube and we're going to pick some stuff out of YouTube that you might need to use.
One moment.
And it'll come out. And I think that's
I'm
a good
sorry.
Thing. It'll come out quick, fast, and in a hurry. As we go to YouTube, we're going to YouTube.
You'll need to unlock your iPad first.
And that's what happened with that thing. We're going to YouTube, and once we go to YouTube, we're going to open up the door. And we open up the door, it's going to give you the blessing that you need. I'm going to do one Christmas song for you, and we're going to the thing.
I invested in Mystical QQQ, a fund that gives me access to NASDAQ 100 innovations like CGI.
And that's what we'll do for that.
Don't worry.
Become an agent of innovation.
This is
QQQ.
Divine Healing Night.
Your fund investment objectives, risk charges, expenses, and more. And expenses at Invesco.com.
And everybody needs to have Divine Healing. Get ready.
A big world.
For Divine Healing. And when it hits you.
I'm
Get ready. I'm going to stop right now. But I have to play this music for you, Mary. Pearl, get ready for a testimony. I like that beat. Christmas beat.
Until the philosophy which owes one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abundant. Well, everywhere is war. This is war.
Get ready, there's war everywhere. Get ready to look for something. This is the tempting temptation. When it was dark, they bring light. But it's warm inside. Tonight, we're talking about divine healing. And somebody should have a testimony of God has healed them. I don't think Brother White, for his testimony, he said he couldn't walk and God healed him. And I want to tell you tonight, if you got the faith, God can heal you. If you walk in the law of healing is faith. The law of healing is holding on to God's word. And the law of master and evil is knowing that God will deliver you from anything. If you ask God, he will deliver you and God will bring you out. Most time I have made a reading 23, and I'm going to come, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's David is telling you that I trust body, mind, soul, and spirit in God. As we pray, and we're on 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Monday, that Queen Movement. On Tuesday, crossing over with the ancestor. And right now, I'm in the midst of a lot of spirit that's around me tonight. And when I say that, there's spirit coming in and out. And I got a couple of bishops here. I got a couple of just people here in the spirit. And they come in. They watch. Then I asked Cat was here. He come by. You want to speak. You might have heard him hollering. You want to, you know, he come time I get on the show. He'll come and stand in the book. And when I get to talking, he gets to talking. Because I guess the spirit lift him up. There's no respect what God can do. God made everything on this planet. It's all made for something, the ants. Everything God made is for a reason. God made you and me. The serve him. When we don't do that, we don't do God's will. And I asked the question yesterday, what is your assignment? I'm going to ask that question all this month. What is your, well, you can go into your assignment for 2022. Because we're going to have a cyber war. We're going to have a big snowstorm up in the Midwest. When I say Midwest, it might hit Michigan, Indiana, Chicago, I mean, Illinois, Minnesota. I really got a big snowstorm in Minnesota and South Dakota. So when it hit, so we ain't got no snow. I said about the 15th, 16th, 17th, it's going to hit. And we're doing a little dinner brunch for Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I'll tell you more about that. I want you to become involved with Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I want to ask you, you got a testimony. Okay, let me see. Pearl always have a testimony. Pearl, you have a testimony today, tonight. Mayor, you got a testimony tonight?
Yes.
Okay, give us your testimony. And then let me tell you something. When you give a testimony, all you're doing is telling people how you have made it. And make, see, when you give testimony, people hear you all over. Mississippi, Arkansas, because people later called me from Georgia last night and asked me about some of the scriptures. When I get scriptures out, it's hard for me to give them back to you because I give them to you out of my spirit. I don't be looking in no book when God tells me to give them to you. Now, I want you tonight to give a testimony. I'm opening all your lines up for the testimony. 81, 38. Testimony.
Okay, I thank God for what he has done for me. I thank God for what he's doing for my son. And I thank everything that he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me. And I thank God for strength. And I thank
Amen.
God for being here today. I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and I thank God to make it to 61. And I thank God for everything that he has done for me and my children and my grandchildren. Amen.
I thank you for that testimony. See, when you testify, they used to sing a song down south, testify when you got a chance, because it might be
yes.
your last time.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Many people that are dying. The man,
yes.
man stopped it, the man last, the man stopped the night to see an accident. Another car hit him and knocked him off the expressway. And
yes.
there's just so much going on. So you have to testify. I wanna start my testimony off. I want to thank God for you and all of y'all. I want to thank God for guiding me. But sometimes I get off the track and people be calling me. I want to thank God that I'm able to travel and I got my health and strength.
Yes.
When you got your health and strength, you thank God. I don't care how
yes.
bad it looks, but when you got God, I'm going to break a yoke for you. Everybody.
Yeah.
I was looking tonight, God was giving me something. As I pray tonight, I'm going to pray later on for your healing. But I got some keys to unlock. And to see those, it's doors and windows. If you know how to open the door, you know how to go to the next level. So I'm
yes.
going to give you some things to open up the door. Now,
yes,
I want to thank God for we've been on the radio for I don't know how long. We got to have it on the radio. We've been had on the radio. Mary, how long we've been on the radio?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
That's right. We've been on the radio a long time. So it ain't nothing old for when they're going, you got to get on the radio because you can't go. COVID got you. We was already there. We have service every Sunday. I give prophecy out. I pray for you every Sunday. And I do it 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday,
yes.
every day. It's a job for me to come and pray. If I just say, thank you, Jesus. I say, hallelujah. That's a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You have to know the anointing of the Holy Ghost will keep you if people can't open their mouth. If people can't raise their hands, people can't walk. But through our service and you testifying, you motivate them people to move. I pray for Sister Lola, your sister, Amelia. I just pray for her because she's going through something and don't nobody know it. But God knows. And, you know, when people, I want to say this to y'all. When people get sick, they get mean. A lady was telling me that her husband was sick with the cancer. He was so mean. He was mean. I want to leave this man. I said, no, pray. Because she began to pray. He stopped cussing her out. And that's the only somebody he had to throw into water or wash him up. But well, he was so mean. So the reason he was so mean, he didn't have the faith in God. God can do anything but fail. When I say divine healing is directly from God. So I just look at me, I pick her spirit up tonight. And she always tell people, how you doing, children? And that's her reason. And Sister Linda May, she's a read scripture. She's at House of Prayer. She was a Christian pastor at House of Prayer for a long time. And all of her children, I'm praying for them to stay on the sound track. So Sister is our spirit, Sister Lena Hamilton, spirit, and many of your spirit tonight. You have not because you have not. All of this month of December, I'm going to get prophecy out about what's going to be happening. I'm working on my book. I got to call the truth of my book, for my prophecy book. You know, I come on and call, but I got to do that for my prophecy book. Thank you, Kathy. Give out my prophecy book. What's the problem with I've been talking it, but I got to put it in black and white where you can have it, where you can see what's going on. Now, those that want the Bible, want the book, the miracles of Jesus, let me know, because I got the divine one just for you. So when I design it for you, you know it's for you. That's true. So I want to design it just for you and reveal it for the world. Because I designed it just for you. Okay, let me see here. Thank you, Sanskrit. Pearl, you got your testimony ready?
Yes.
But give me your testimony. Yes, your testimony. Now, I want to say before you testify, I want you to testify tomorrow on the morning show, too. Okay? So go and give your testimony.
Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Bishop and all the saints of God. I would like to say that I have been through a lot this year, and that Lord, you know, because for a long time I thought I wouldn't be a mayor this far, but he sees fit. Leave me here, and I know he is a good God, and he's a mighty good God. And I've been knowing the Lord since I was 9 years old, and the Lord has done so much for me and still is. And I just want to thank him. There was time when I thought I wouldn't have never got 81, and I made it 81, and thanked the Lord for it. Thank him,
God.
My mother and my father, either one. My mother was 45, my daddy was 62. And you know it's a blessing that I'm still here. And I just thank him, because I've been through so much until I just can't name it all. And so I just want to thank the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
And I know he ain't brought me this far to leave me now.
Amen. I like that. That make me feel good. See, when you testify, you motivate people. One thing you say is that he brought me this for to leave me. And I want to tell all of you tonight, when they talk about you don't go to church, you go to church every week with me. You talk about, do you go to, Church, I'm at church every Sunday. Y'all go to church every night. Y'all be in church. I don't know what I'm going to preach, what I'm going to say, but God always have a ram in the bush for you. Dr. Mm-hmm. Christian called me. And you know, she locked up. She called me. I prayed mm-hmm. for her. I told her, Dr. Christian, hold your head up. God put you there. You make good of it. She said she was testifying to people stuff that we did on the radio. She doing it in prison. Told her last time she talked to me, Mayor, I said, you're going to get out early. And she told me, people said she's going to get out early. You know what I'm saying? Prayer changes things.
Welcome.
I want to thank you for the testimony, Pearl, because your testimony expired. It's upset if your testimony helped somebody. Maybe your testimony helped somebody. And I can say with a shadow of doubt, when I come on the service, Mary, be there, Pearl, be there. Y'all might miss a few nights, but y'all in service more than church folks. They go to church. So they go to church one time on Sunday and raise hell all the week. But y'all in church every night. When you go to bed, you're going to hear a scripture, a preacher going to preach. So that's a blessing that you can say, I'm in church every night. One lady called me, the bishop. I told him I was in church with you. And they said, how are you in church? Because she's a bishop, be on every night telling somebody. I said, okay, that's good. And if you need me, I'll come running. Thank you, kind spirit. And Mary and the Hawkins family, the Williams family, I'm praying for your brother that lost his daughter. There's no sorrow on earth heaven cannot heal. So God is too intelligent to make a mistake. When it's their time to go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And God left you him for a testimony. The man was standing on the expressway in Chicago. He got out the car to see another accident. Another car hit him and knocked him over in the on the other road. He was dead when he hit the ground. And there's so much going on. And they used to sing a song. I better testify where I got a chance. I know y'all heard that. I better testify where I got a chance. And it's a song that they used to sing down south. I know Pearl probably knew it. And if you've been down south to church, they always sing this song. And it comes in and out. I'm going to get it together. But sometimes you can hear voices in your ear ringing. And that be a good spirit and an angel coming to deliver peace and healing to you at the same time. I'm going to 5350. I'm praying for you, too. Let me open up your line because you got death all around you. You got people sick down in Arkansas. Your line is open, 5350. Let me hear your testimony.
Thank God for being so good to me, Bishop. He's been good to me all this year, and I really just want to thank him tonight.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you because you've been through a lot. And you've been had to go to Arkansas 2 or 3 times. But thank God you were able to go with good health. You're able to go with a right mind. Glory, hallelujah. You know, when I when I think things over, God gave us the right mind. You know, I had one young lady, the 2 daughters took it and put it in the crazy house just to get a house. You know, it's good when you got a sound mind. It's good when God keep you in perfect health. Okay, you got some people can't walk, can't talk. You got some people can't feed themselves. Glory. God, let us be able to feed ourselves and talk. See, when we can talk to one another, we heal one another. It's a blessing tonight just to give a testimony going into First Sunday. We done made it January, February, we're up to December, the last month in the year. Maybe you ought to be thanking God that you can get up. Thank God that you got your health and strength. And one lady got shot. She She's walking the wrong way. Last night, a man got shot. He was just driving. Got killed. They were shooting. He was just a bystander. Thank God that he's protecting you and your family. Amen. That when you pray, when I pray, I'm going to pray that God touch and heal your family, to your brother. You know, you got something. It's good to testify. When you testify, you help people. I want to thank Sister Mary for her testimony, Sister Prayer for her testimony, and Sister Betty for her testimony, Sister Bright Star for her testimony. When you testify, you acknowledge God in you. Because you know where that come from? It come out of you. It's been there. But you don't exercise it. They say if you don't do it, you'll lose it, okay? What I'm saying tonight, is divine healing. You know, Mr. White been giving scriptures out all the week. He said, well, I wrote them down. You read them. They don't go away. They get in your DNA. If you got cancer, you beat cancer because you put the word in your body. Jesus said they're only sleeping. They said, Jesus, if you'd been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. He superseded everything that the doctor and scientist said. And I want to tell you, doctor might give you bad news, but I want to tell you tonight, you're divine healed by the word of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Faith, folks. When you got faith in your body, that faith just kill cancer, high blood sugar. It kill it. How you kill it? Because your faith. So, and you put down the law of faith, key of faith. See, we're going into, this is the last month of the year. God got assignment for you if it just testifies. One girl called me, Mr. Bishop, that, you know, I listen, I don't say nothing, but I listen every night. And, you know, it's been helping me on my job. You don't know who you're talking to. People can listen in Africa, in London, Paris. This is Blog Talk Radio. They listen everywhere. They listen on their computer. They ain't got to call in. You can get it on your computer. I had people call me from Africa, right? And they talking about me. I don't know what they were saying. If somebody come interpret it, they were glad to hear the service, okay? I want to tell you tonight, divine healing is the order of God. Divine healing, okay? And I want you to know that. Tomorrow, I want y'all to get a testimony together Sunday morning from 11 to 12. We're going to get a testimony out. And if God said so, I'm going to give a word of prophecy out. I want to tell you this. We've been on a long time. For COVID, I had predicted that was a sickness coming, going to make everybody sick. I predicted. I got it on tape. I got it sick of that people, and I told you there's going to be floods and tornadoes this year, back to back, down in Florida. Well, you brought that out because wicked people do not acknowledge God. They acknowledge the dollar. The dollar's going to kill them to hell. Let me tell you something. God will feed you and clothe you. All you got to do is walk by faith. It's important tonight to walk by faith. Tonight, every Saturday is divine healing. And I'm speaking healing to your kidneys, your lungs. See, one of the things, Brother White, I'm going to tell you, you got a problem in your heart. 14 chapters in, let not your heart be troubled. If your heart troubled, your mind troubled. Your mind troubled, your body. You can't move motion. You got to, it's a let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also me in my Father's house. That's many mentioned. Read it. And what he's saying to you, whatever you got, I got a room to heal it. Whatever you got, I can bring it out. But you got to let go of materialistic let go of the world and seek the divine will of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring Brother White. I know he's waiting in the wings for the healing scriptures. Take these scriptures down and read them. You know, read them. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures. Ms. White going to give you some. I want you to read Psalm 119. I want you to read east, west. I want you to read four ways, Mary. The time you read it, you make a request. What you want God to do. Read Psalms 91. These are powerful scriptures. Psalm 91. Psalm 27 and Psalm 35. Plead my cause. Whatever call you got tonight, God will heal you. I don't care how bad it seems. God can heal the mind of your husband, your wife, your son, your children. All you got to do is tell God. See, the seed of Abraham, we are the seed of Abraham, blessing out of favor. If you the seed, God promised. Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. And when Abraham went into deep sleep, his name was Abram first. He changed his name to Abraham, father of many nations. That's DNA. That's your ancestors. Okay, Brother White. Brother White here, I got to open the line up for him. I got a little happy there. Okay,
I like
Brother
to
White, your own air.
I want to define... I want the people to understand the definition that God has given us through the scripture of who does the healing and who the healing is of. You start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 11 defines divine healing like no other passages of scripture in the Bible. So you need to go there and read those scriptures so that you can understand and keep reading it. You have to read it over and over again so that you can get the understanding of what he's talking about. Now, this is what it says. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And make sure you pay close attention to the seventh verse and the 10th and 11th verse. The 10th verse says, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Now it says in our body. Now the 11th verse says, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. See, it doesn't say body. It says in our mortal flesh, which means that we have to, first of all, you have to know that you got God in you and Jesus in you. And know that God has separated you by making you our wisdom. Our wisdom is in the, then you go back to verse 7. You say you couldn't hear me? Huh? Okay, look. Then you make sure you know who to, okay, it says about earthen vessels. That's the body. The treasure is the heart. In the treasure of the heart, we have the inner man or our wisdom man, who is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and we have God. Now we have the soul man, who is the executor of the heart, and God has given him two ways to pray: the inner man or the our wisdom man. He says, sanctify them in thy truth; thy word is truth. That's one way. He says those that communicate with God must communicate with him in spirit and in truth. Understand That unknown tongue. You can you hear me, Bishop? Can you all hear me? Okay, look. Understand that unknown tongue.
Tell her to put the show on. You know what my call, okay?
By Mark 15.
Yeah, put on the radio because I'm on now. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You don't see God has devised two ways that we can talk to Him. We talk to Him by way of the Word of God and by unknown tongues. Now, again, let me just say that real quick because it's important when you speak to God with unknown tongues about your help, because then you're speaking to the inner man. The inner man is doing the talking, and he's in Jesus. And that's the one that he wants Jesus to be manifested in your mortal flesh, the part of you that's got cancer. He wants you to address that. He wants you to address that with a scripture by Jesus. And I've given you Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of your heart. And Bishop mentioned the law of faith. The law of faith, write it down, is Mark 11:23. Whosoever, that's Jesus speaking, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believeth the things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now listen to this good. Go, if you want to really understand about unknown tongue, don't listen to anybody, these people that's talking unknown tongue. Listen, go to Mark chapter 15, verse 34. And read Mark 15, 34. Then you can speak in unknown tongue. Because Jesus spoke in unknown tongue. He said, Eloi, Eloi, lata bastani, which is being interpreted, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Now, if you can speak that scripture and you can say those sounds, then all you got to do is ask Jesus, how do I follow you? And he's gonna reveal to you like he revealed to me. If you can say a word, you, and then if you take the you away from it, and you got yo. See, any word, all the sounds that's in that scripture, you can make an American word out of it. That's a dialect. Unknown tongues are nothing less than a dialect, or nothing more than a dialect. That's all they are. And you can write your own unknown tongue. If you write full, F-U-L-L, drop the L-L, you got full. That's the same. You're following Jesus. If you say E-L-O-I or E-L-O-I-S-E and drop the I-S-E, you got Eloi. If you got B-U-L-L, bull, drop the L-L, you got boo. Boo is an unknown word made from bull. It differs from bull and how it's spelled, how it's pronounced, and the definition. That's all unknown tongues are. And God wants you to speak in unknown tongues. Because, see, when you speak in an unknown tongue, you're praying a perfect prayer for your healing. And you got Jesus who's praying for you. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to pray Jesus so that Jesus can speak, his word can speak for your infected flesh. That's why I say you want Jesus manifested in your mortal flesh, the flesh that can die. That's the 11th scripture. The 10th scripture say Jesus being identified in your body. That's for you to know that you got to speak scriptures. You got to know that Jesus is in your body, in your heart.
That's verse
10. And verse 11 means that not only must you know now, since you know that, you must speak a scripture. For Hebrews, again, 4:12, it says it penetrates the divides your spirit from your soul, and it goes into the marrow of your bone. So the marrow of your bone produces organic and inorganic antibodies against all kinds of disease. So when you decree Hebrews 4:12, you can say, God, why are you visiting Jesus, why are you visiting visiting the marrow of my bone? And Hebrews 4:12, I decree that you produce these antibodies that are against cancer. And when you say you got the blood of Jesus is already against cancer. So I decree as the blood moves through my body, it goes through my heart where Jesus is living. And it cannot go through my heart without picking up the antibodies and the DNA like Bishop said, the DNA of Jesus. So the DNA of Jesus cannot be cloned by cancer. Cancer, how cancer operates here, the DNA or the RNA or the cancer, it actually goes into your cell and can clone your cell. It doesn't kill it. It just changes the DNA in it so that the cell will act like a cancer cell and not like a blood, red blood cell or a phagocytic white blood cell that eats up bacteria and kills things in you. In other words, when cancer, a DNA or RNA invade the phagocytes,